Episode 1, The Mirror. It started with a line from The Panther by the Bohemian-Austrian poet Rainer Maria Rilke, a poem he wrote in 1902. I was in my bedroom. We had recently painted it a beautiful, calm shade of blue, which my husband's colleagues often comment on in video conferencing calls, which happen every workday now in our house, in different rooms, in different corners, each person in the same room for hours on end. I was in the blue bedroom and I thought, why is this happening? Why am I thinking about a few lines from a poem I first read decades ago, standing in a house with a soundtrack of Zoom calls and TikTok videos, teenagers, about a panther that Rilke observed at a zoo in Paris more than 100 years ago? This is the stanza from The Panther that popped in my head, unbidden, translated from the German by the American poet Stephen Mitchell. As he paces in cramped circles over and over, the movement of his powerful soft strides is like a ritual dance around a center in which a mighty will stands paralyzed. When shelter in place began in mid-March, at first it was good to be home. I had no commute. I baked a lot, breads, desserts. I had lunch with the family each day, whoever was free. But I was worried about the virus, of course, and the conflicting information I heard. How fast is the virus spreading? How safe are we? Have we already been exposed? Don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. Make your own mask. Donate masks. I also had to focus on work, block out the virus, and get things done. We moved furniture around, squeezed a tiny IKEA desk into the blue bedroom to make more space for work. Two of us working, plus teenagers at loose ends, after school abruptly shut down. When their school lurched forward again, uneasily, online, a few weeks later, we began to settle into a routine. Our gym was a yoga mat on the floor. Dishes and silverware piled up daily in the kitchen and in stray outposts around the house. We orbited each other, moving around to get food or find a quiet space to take a call. Weaving around, bumping into each other, looking out the window, thinking of everything we had to do and everything we couldn't do. Pacing. Here's the full version of The Panther. His vision from the constantly passing bars has grown so weary that it cannot hold anything else. It seems to him there are 1,000 bars, and behind the bars, no world. As he moves in cramped circles over and over, the movement of his powerful soft strides is like a ritual dance around a center in which a mighty will stands paralyzed. Only at times, the curtain of the pupils lifts quietly, an image enters in, rushes down through the tensed, arrested muscles, plunges into the heart, and is gone. These lines had been buried for so long, like my master's degree in creative writing, but many things that were once buried are now coming to light. Frequent theme of poetry is a central theme of the COVID era as well. The death and illness counts by country, state, and county, job losses, unemployment, loss of freedom due to shelter-in-place orders. There are other losses this year, too. Some of them I knew for years were coming. My older daughter leaving for college in the fall. Then she was not leaving, staying home but starting remotely, like most of her friends. Zoom and Google have become the intermediaries between us and our lives, or the paths we planned or wanted or needed or already had started watching someone follow and started letting go. But now even that has changed. The American poet Elizabeth Bishop wrote about loss as well, and she's been on my mind lately too. Bishop wrote the poem One Art about losing travel, a city, a house, and more. Does that sound familiar? Part of the poem refers to her life in Brazil, where she lived for 15 years. But here's the whole poem, written by Bishop in 1976. It's a villanelle, a 19-line poem with a certain rhyme pattern. The meter is iambic pentameter, the rhythm that Shakespeare often used in his poems and plays. The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that the loss is no disaster. Lose something every day. Except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent, the art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster, places and names, and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and, vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I miss them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, the gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster. My English major and my poetry degree are tucked away in my brain like an emergency kit in the trunk of the car. Then things break down and you remember it is there, and you're glad for it. These poems are explaining today's world to me. I understand them better now than I did when I first read them in school because of what we are all facing. Poetry is a mirror. Poets and writers create because they need to be heard. But we, their audience, also need to see ourselves in their work. We need to see our experience reflected back sometimes, to place it in context and make it less strange and more bearable. We need someone to look at us and tell us what they see.